producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
Now 20, whoops, wait a minute. I was, okay, wait, 20 minutes of your time. Heavenly Days McGee. It's 7 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown, Rich McFadden, and Doug. We're all here to present a beautiful spin on your life and the world. Matter of fact, the fellow who wrote the book, Heaven is Beautiful, will join us in a few moments. I think Joy and I will have a good discussion with Peter Panagor. Is that how you pronounce his name, Richie? Panagor, I believe. I think that's his name.
Yep.
Okay. In the meantime, a lot of people have been discussing who won the debate, who lost the debate this past Tuesday. Bernie Sanders did not lose. Bernie Sanders, from that point to this, has collected about $1.5 million. His fundraising haul suggests to me, anyway, when you look at it, he did pretty well for himself.
People liked him.
People liked him.
Well, I think his thing about defending Hillary really was...
nicely
was not
done.
Politically, yes,
it was
charming.
Done.
It
yep.
was smart, and
yep.
it was appropriate, yep. and yep. it was great.
Agreed.
Yep. Yeah, but he helped her more than he helped him with
yeah.
that.
Sorry.
I don't know. I think that people are so sick of the mudslinging, I think he helped himself as well.
I wonder about him and her together.
That's exactly what I thought.
I'm thinking after I see that he knows
when
he can't get
together. Do you mean like together?
No.
Or do you mean
I mean like president and
I
vice
see
president.
Him
right.
as somebody. He doesn't come from a state that has a lot of population, so you don't need him for that reason. But you need him because he's a balance. Hillary is, if anything, whether people like this
he's
or not,
a balance of what?
More right of center than most any other candidate who would show up to be a presidential contender. Bernie left there, so he'd get that vote. I don't know who on the Republican side he'd be taking away from, so maybe is not necessary, but I see the two of them as sort of
running mates. I yeah. did too.
I saw them when I watched that in the video God. Afterwards. Looking at that, I thought, look at the two of them smiling at each other. I can see that as it reminds me of Joe and Barack. Frankly, it doesn't remind me of Al and Bill because there wasn't much love lost there for most of the time. It doesn't remind me George Bush and Dan Quayle, the father of George Bush.
Or anybody in Cheney. He didn't play well with anybody.
What an awful human being. Oof. Okay. Anyway, speaking of awful, the FBI yesterday did something good. They do good things and they do bad things. Yesterday, they arrested 150 pimps in a sex trafficking sting.
Say what?
And saved 150 children who
Richard,
were
you're in trouble about
enslaved by these pimps. What?
Did you start say what comment?
What did you say, Richie?
I said, say what?
Say what, yeah. That is.
This
say
is
what.
Such a big problem that people aren't aware of.
It's an amazing
problem. It's like
problem.
In the shadows.
Yeah, it really is.
Amazingly in the shadows.
It's kind of like what was now
right
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom has brought to the surface the discussion of what goes on in some of these brothels in Nevada. But elsewhere, the kind of things that go on in the name of having sex and what cocaine and drugs and stuff. There's this whole subculture in our country.
Well, even if you take the drugs out, that human trafficking is
yeah.
a huge problem.
It is a huge problem.
It's unbelievable. Has been for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is unbelievable. All right, so let's put a good spin on things and find out more about heaven. What's your idea of an afterlife? We're going to discuss that with Peter Panagor in a moment here on Good Day.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, coenzyme, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical
institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Fall and winter can mean severe weather like late-season hurricanes, blizzards, and ice storms. To protect your home and family, it's crucial to prepare before a storm hits. Lieutenant General Russell Honoré led the recovery efforts after Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago and has tips on how to keep your family safe.
After a storm, it can take days for first responders to clear their way to you. So create an emergency plan and have plenty of food and water on hand.
It's also important to stay warm and stay in touch.
Lengthy power outages can cause significant disruptions to daily life and could result in costly damage to your home. I recommend an automatic standby generator from Kohler, which automatically turns on power everything in your home, from furnace to your fridge, lights and computers.
If you have to evacuate, have a plan in place. Where will you go? How will you get in touch? And if you're forced to stay home until help reaches you?
Identify a safe place in your home to shelter and put together an emergency kit with a flashlight, batteries, medicine, cash, heavy clothes, and non-perishable food and water.
More at KohlerGenerators.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plan.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
13 after the hour, Dr. Joy Brown with Dr. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with now Peter Panagore, who's the host of a two-minute inspirational radio broadcast on some stations up in Maine. He's a maniac by birth. You live in Maine, Peter, I know, but were you born there?
No, I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Really? Where?
And out of Marlboro, went to St. John's High School in Shrewsbury, went to UMass.
Good heavens. I live in Framingham and have all my life. So,
well, we were right next door.
We were neighbors. All right, that makes this not more interesting, but sort of an interesting spin on your experience. Let's get right to what happened to you in 1980. In the winter of 1980, you were doing what that brought you around to living the life that you live today?
I went on a student exchange to Montana State University in Bozeman, and in March I went on a 10-day snow caving backcountry ski trip that culminated in a one-day ice climb. And I'd been a pretty heavy backpacker, a lot of winter experience in the wilderness, but I'd never ice climbed before. I'd technical climbed, but not ice. And I made a miscalculation in my equipment and caused our climb to be seriously slowed down. So we reached our top of our climb at sunset, and it took us till almost sunrise to get off the mountain, driving ourselves forward with our willpower. And hypothermia killed me. And on our last rappel, I got warm, which is the last stage, and we were stuck on this particular place at the top of the last rappel, and we couldn't get off. I got warm, and I began to fall asleep, and at one point, I knew that I was going to die. I looked around, and there was great beauty all around me, and I started thinking about my parents, and that I was not going to be able to get out of this. That it was, I was done. And so
let me understand. You died. You came back, and then you died again. In terms of,
well, I had a heart attack 6 weeks ago.
You're talking about 6 weeks prior to this event in 1980.
No, 6 weeks ago from today.
Six weeks ago today.
Yeah.
So I don't want to confuse the stories because they're too good to confuse. The two stories are too amazing. I just want to make sure that I understand and therefore the audience understands that what happened in March of 1980, we were on the side of a mountain and you froze to death, in essence.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Then what happens to your body and your being after you're frozen on the side of the mountain?
Well, I was harnessed in, and I fell a couple of feet. We're about 150 feet up, headed down if we could, but we couldn't because we were stuck. And so I fell and I dangled And I only know that because my partner told me that after. But as for me, I was taken and brought into a greater darkness that was illuminated in a place that was had no time and no state like I can describe. And it...
I want people, because I think this kind of stuff is fantastic. These stories are so great to tell. The essence of your being hung, you're hanging out on this cable, how long are you there in that state and into this next world, the experience that you had?
Well, I don't know how long I was dead, because the circumstances were quite desperate and difficult. Tim was in the same situation that I was in. He was struggling with hypothermia as well, and I can tell you that when I came back, I was given the chance to come back. God gave me the chance to come back. That Tim told me that he thought I was dead, and he said, "I thought you were dead. I couldn't get you. I couldn't wake you. I thought you were dead. I thought you were dead." And I was, only, you know, I came back because God let me.
But you can remember what happened, it sounds like, in that state of animation.
Yes, I can remember it. It seems to have left an indelible mark on my soul. I can't explain how it happened. I can only explain that it did happen, and that I went into this greater darkness where I had no body, but I was completely myself and my own being. And God called my name. I heard my name from deep inside my soul, and it was the name of my creation. It was the essence of my being. It was what made me alive and created, and I was completely known. There was nothing about me that was hidden from God, who I couldn't see, who was right next to me, but I could hear. But there was no voice and there was no language.
What sort of religious background do you come from?
Oh, I was half Roman Catholic and half Greek Orthodox. I went to Catholic high school. My dad was Greek Orthodox. My mom was Roman Catholic. I was a charismatic Christian at the time, but that didn't really seem to play into it at all.
So you felt God's presence, or you saw a being that you identified as God. Would you describe that being?
I didn't see a being.
You didn't see a being.
I didn't see a being.
So how did you know that God was next? How did you feel?
Because it was self-evident. It was. I was infilled with love and joy and hope and beauty and truth, and they were all one thing. And I knew without a doubt that I was in the presence of God. I was so overwhelmed with love and beauty. And I went through hell too. And immediately after being infilled with love and beauty and hope, I was confronted with all the pain that I'd ever caused in my entire life, to every single person I'd ever caused it to, all of it. And I felt their experience of the pain that I gave them from their point of view.
So
simultaneous to that,
you have no time. You have no time reference other than what your friend told you about being frozen and then thawing out, in essence, which was how long a period of time?
Well, see, I don't know that.
They don't. Your friends didn't tell you how long it was before you came back around.
You gotta understand that we were in an extremely, extremely difficult situation, and the fact that I survived was the thing that mattered most at the moment. And then we had to still get down off this cliff. We were still stuck up there when I came back. We had to self-treat for hypothermia. We didn't have like an in-depth conversation. Plus, we were exhausted and had no food and water for 24 hours.
So it was just the two of them, and they didn't really understand what had happened, so they had no concept of the time that they were there.
Got it. Okay. Right. Peter, will you stay with us for a little bit longer? I'd like you. We have to pause for a few minutes. I'd like to hear a little bit more of your story. Peter Panagor, who's explaining what happened as he went into another state, another reality, and then came back again. Some people do, some people don't. Most people don't, but he did. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Feed monitor. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Fascinating story from a fellow named Peter Panagore, who was frozen to death while he was on the side of a mountain in 1980. The story of what happened to him after he sort of came around. Some questions are hard to ask and harder to answer. You have a background that has a certain religious value attached to this sort of thing. I don't believe in religion. I think religion is nonsense. I do believe in God. I believe in a supreme being, ultimate intelligence, infinite wisdom, whatever, however we can apply it to something that explains for me why we have the earth, why we have beings created out of two cells, how things work. The only explanation that makes any sense to me is that there's a power far greater than I am. And it sounds to me like you felt you encountered that power when you were in another state, and then you could have gone with that power into that other state, but then somehow or other felt or someone felt that it was necessary for you to regain consciousness and life. Is that fair to put it that way?
That's a fair statement. Mm-hmm. That's a fair statement. And actually, you and I have more in common than you might think.
How so?
In terms of organized religion. One of the results of near-death experience is the elimination of the need for a belief system. Because one of the things that happens afterwards when you come back is that God becomes the reality for it.
Why do you suppose, Peter, more people don't come back?
I think it's technology, mostly. People are dragged back, and I say dragged back because pretty much nobody who goes over wants to come back. And you get the paddles when you have a heart attack, somebody shoots you up with something that at the ER brings you back again. But that's a pretty recent...
Right. In the last 150 years.
Right.
One of the things that intrigues me about this is that we just don't know. There are clinicians who will say, you know, you're bringing forth a story that would encourage people perhaps to end the life that they know here and go somewhere else.
I don't think so.
How so?
I hope not.
Well, you can understand that somebody might think that.
Well, I can understand. And actually, I've lost two dear friends in the past year to suicide. And I understand why they took their own lives. But I don't think that I don't think that God likes that very much because you didn't make yourself. One of the people, I've wanted to die since the day I came back. I prayed for my own death pretty much every single day.
Really?
But I would never be suicidal because I don't own my own body. I'm a created being, and I belong to the one who created me, so I can't take what isn't mine. And so I've never talked about why it's good to kill yourself. I think that what suicide does is it takes your pain and gives it to a bunch of other people.
What was the difference between your initial experience 35 years ago and your recent heart attack?
A big difference. You need to know, for understanding the second experience, that I came back the first time, given the chance to come back the first time, for the sake of love of my parents. I had a sister who had vanished, and it crushed my mother in a significant way, as emotional and psychological way, and I couldn't bear to let them live out their lives if I had a chance to come back and be with them and let them, because they would have lost two kids. I couldn't do that. So I came back for love that time. And this time, which was not nearly as deep into it as that time, I stayed for love for my kids, lives, and my granddaughter.
Having a heart attack, in a sense, is not what most people would think would be self-willed, although I believe our mind and the subconscious is able to create that. I think you subconsciously can create whatever you want in life, and if you want to go, or you can find vehicles to do it. You've said you wanted to go, but then you don't want to go, so it sort of confuses the situation in your mind.
I know. Here's the thing. I had my heart. Let me say a couple things. One, I ran 5K the day before. I was at yoga class. I'm very healthy. I eat well. My sister, who had vanished, she died 5 years ago. We finally found it. And she died 5 years ago of the same thing that gave me a heart attack at 54. Mm-hmm. My dad had one at 56.
What was that?
Heart disease. Blocked artery.
Arteries and
100%
stuff.
Blockage.
Yeah.
And so they shot me. They rushed me to the urgent care. They shot me up with a decoagulant. I got a 5% trickle through. They put me in the ambulance. I live an hour and 20 minutes from the hospital. So rush as they can to get me down to the hospital. And I can't take opiates. I'm allergic to them, so I didn't have any painkiller. So I'm not afraid of death. So I wasn't afraid of dying. That's okay with me. But I meditated in order to control my pain, mindfulness to control my pain. But I could hear the paramedics talking back and forth, and they kept talking about losing me and cranking up the nitroglycerin. And I could see, because I've seen before, I could see what I guess I can describe as a gray cloud of death, which was a living being hovering around me, sort of waiting for me. And
right.
If I look,
here's what I'd like to do. I want to have a few more minutes with you, Peter, if I can. Peter Panagore, his website is peterpanagore.com. The book is called Heaven is Beautiful, How Dying Taught Me the Death. The death is just the beginning. I want to take one more sort of crack at this from a different perspective. And if you'll allow me to do that with you in a few minutes, that would be good. Half past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Stephen, good day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here with me and Rich McFadden, who first heard about Peter Panagore, who's with us. If you haven't heard the first half of this conversation, I would suggest you go to the archives at DougStephan.com. Listen to hour number 6 for Thursday the 15th. That'll give you that. Or the first hour of Friday the 16th. The bottom line here is that Peter experienced death. Came back from that experience, is telling that story for people who are interested and want to probe more into his experience. So I think what I wanted to get from you, Peter, was a... I wanted you to put yourself into a situation where you're the teacher, or maybe, well, the teacher, that's a good rule. You're the expert. What do you say to the people who are afraid of death?
That God is love, and that you are beloved, and that all will be well, and all has been well, and all will be well, always, because of God's love. And that God's love is so immense. It's the greatest love that you ever experienced on earth. It's a single drop of water. God's love is an ocean, a planet of oceans. It is so intense and so large, and you are so loved that you need not fear.
And you experienced that for a couple of moments while you were there.
I did. And it's left me with only one important thing in my life. It's the one thing I pursue. It's the one thing that I am, is the pursuit of God and the love to go home again.
Well,
and
you're pursuing death, because that's basically what happens in order for you to make the transition. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know.
Is there evidence of that?
I don't think there's any evidence of it. I don't think there's any proof of it. In fact, there's no proof of what I went through.
Well, that's
I'm more empirical. I'm an empirical rationalist, with the exception of this thing. And
those who are non-believers, or those who have a tradition of criticizing people. These people are religionists in and of them themselves, but they don't want to lose control. So somebody like you comes along and you question the status regardless of what the beliefs are at the moment, and they don't like that, and they don't like the fact that you've got a story that may or may not agree with whatever their images are of the next life. You give people hope. The antagonists would say, or those who don't believe in anything, that this is nonsense. So you can't prove it. Well, I'm empirical. I'm a scientist. This doesn't make any sense.
Peter, when you wrote your book, you had said that you didn't want to read other near-death experience stories because you didn't want it to cloud what your experience was when you wrote it. But since then, have you talked to others, and how do your story compare with others?
I have talked to others. I wanted my book to be able to stand or fall on the merits of its own expression in the near-death community. Either I had one or I didn't, and I left that up to those who've been across to decide that. But yeah, I've talked to a bunch of people, and the things that everybody has in common are that God is love, and that there's timelessness on the other side, and that
go ahead, Jerry.
Well, how do you, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think it's a disputable comment, to be quite honest. How do you deal with people who say, well, how can God be love, and if God is in charge of everything, how can all the awful things that happen in the world happen? How do you reconcile those two?
And I wouldn't even say this world, Joy. I would say the entire universe, and maybe multiverses. But the structure of the reality that we're in necessitates change and suffering. You know, the lion kills the zebra.
Why should there
be
suffering?
The lion eats with the zebra. Well, because if it wasn't suffering, it would be heaven. And that's what heaven is. There is no suffering. It's a place of no suffering.
I always philosophy, Peter, that if there weren't suffering, if there weren't the bad, you would not appreciate the good. So, are you saying that if we didn't experience everything that we do here, that once we get there, it wouldn't be as special, we wouldn't feel the love that you experience?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question.
What do you say, Peter, to the mediums who would tell you about, connect with people who are dead? The most recent experience I've had with it was the passing of my dog, who was not a dog for me. This was a being that was as close to me as any being has ever been. And I happened to speak to somebody who was an animal communicator shortly after she died, and she described the conditions in which the dog passed over and the greeting that the dog got as it passed to the other side. One of the things that we're talking about is humanity on the other side, but there is this, again, it's so ununderstandable because it doesn't relate to what we're taught or what we experience here, but the fact that there is this joy and this collaboration of lots of different beings who are sort of collected here. And I wonder how that squares with what your experience was. Did you see or experience other beings other than humans and God?
No. I saw every human on Earth all at once. When I was deciding to stay or go, God took me and showed me all of Earth, and I could see every single human, and my parents in particular. And God said to me, in the way that I love you now, and you know I love you, I love every single person exactly the same way, particularly and belovedly. Mm-hmm. I saw that, but I didn't see my grandmother. That was not my experience.
Mm-hmm. What did you start to say, Joy?
All right. Well, I was just going to say, I read something that said that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. And what you're saying is, essentially, suffering is not optional.
Well, I think the Buddha had it right. I think the personal truth, all life is suffering, is a truism. When someone breaks their leg, you can't, unless you're superhuman or don't have any nerves, or someone shoots you up with some kind of painkiller, you're going to suffer.
Well, I think I'm a psychologist, so I would say it may feel pain. I broke two toes a couple weeks ago, and it hurts like crazy.
Don't ask how.
Of course.
I'm not really suffering. I'm just saying, well, that was stupid. I'm not happy about it. Stay away from my toes. It's pain. It's not suffering. I don't think, why did I deserve this? Oh, woe is me. I wear bigger shoes and try and stay off of it. But I really do. I did experience and do experience the pain, but I don't feel like I'm suffering. To me, that's a distinction.
Putting it that way, yes, I agree with you. I spend my life trying to be mindful with my meditation in order to recognize that things just happen. It's not my fault. God's not punishing me for something that I've done necessarily. I just make good choices and bad choices, and life unfolds in front of me.
All right, let's finish this. Let's finish this with a thought, shall we?
Okay. Yes.
I have been studying forgiveness, the truth, and communication in my life in the last year or so. What it seems to me, what I've been told, and I don't know why or where the direction comes from, I just feel this is the direction, mostly forgiveness and truth, but you need to have the ability to communicate those things in the end. And I wonder if this isn't, if your experience or what we experience in the state of heaven, if that's what it is, the next state, isn't a sort of combination of all of those things. Because if we don't forgive, then life isn't worth much, because everybody has, if you believe what we're taught, that we all are sinners. I don't know that I like that word, but we all make mistakes. That's part of the imperfection of perfection. And so we make mistakes and we look for forgiveness, or we seek it, or we deserve it, whatever it is. But then what you have found is a new truth that you wouldn't have thought you might have experienced because you hadn't been there before. But that's why I asked about reincarnation, as to whether any of it felt like you were at home.
I was at home when I was dead. I'm not at home now.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's send people to the website, peterpanagore.com. The book is available there. It's downloadable. Is it an Amazon product? How do people get Heaven is Beautiful, How Dying Taught Me the Death is Just the Beginning?
Kindle, Audible, paperback, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those places.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you for sharing the language of this, insight, the beauty, the hope. It's all something that we, most of us, aspire to in one way or another. How we get there remains to be seen, but it's a desirable state, it would seem. Peter, thanks. Best of luck to you. 43 after the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
October is National Immunity Month. A recent study shows exercise helps build up your immunity, but more than 80% of us don't get what we need. Fitness expert Tracy Anderson, creator of the Tracy Anderson Method, shares tips for staying healthy.
Because I'm a busy working mom, I'm constantly looking for ways to keep my energy up. Zicam Total Immune Plus Performance Support Orange Burst Melts is formulated with B vitamins to support energy by converting food into fuel. These melts are really tasty, so they feel less like a dietary supplement and more like a treat.
Another way to help support immunity beyond diet and exercise?
Many people don't realize this, but immunity function actually starts in the gut. Zicam Total Immune Plus Digestive Health Berry Crystals has probiotics with live active cultures that are so important for your digestive health. You can take these crystals right from the packet, or you can throw it in your water bottle, give it a little shake, and you're good to go.
To learn more about immune health, visit ZicamImmune.com and follow along with Tracy Anderson on social media as she dishes out tips all month long.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Joy Brown. Richie was the one who connected us to this fellow. So here's the rub for me when it comes to the discussion of afterlife. Well, what's going on in this life? How do you explain the following? There have been 43 instances this year alone of somebody being shot in America by a toddler 3 years old or younger. In 31 of those 43 cases, the youngster found a gun and shot himself or herself in addition to shooting somebody else. So in a world of blessings and love, these sorts of things come up, and then people say, there is no God, because if there was a God, this sort of thing wouldn't happen. And I think it's so complex, I think that's a simplistic statement.
Yeah, but we have to be ourselves. He can't control us to be perfect.
No, but then the answer is, or the question would be, why? And now the Joy has, because of her psychological background, perhaps a different way of looking askance at these things. I'm sure there's some way you can explain away what he said, whether we agree with you or not, or whether we want to agree with you is a different thing. But
well, I mean, yeah, I think there is an explanation, although my grandmother had a heart attack when she was, I don't know, at some point. And I remember, I was very close to her. I remember sitting on the end of her bed in the hospital, and she described what has become, and this was well before there was all the books about it, mm-hmm. the kind of classic experience of seeing the light, feeling warmth, feeling enveloped. And my grandfather had predeceased her, and her saying, no, I need to go back, something's on the stove. So, I have a whole lot of responses. I never argue with whatever people believe, because I think everybody is entitled to their belief. As I said, my concern, which you kind of raised with Peter, is by making the afterlife seem so much more pleasant than the current life, that I think it does, it can tip the balance. It can tip the scales in people who are vulnerable, which are people who are depressed, the teenagers, the elderly, to say, oh, well, you know, this life is hard, and if someplace else is easier, why not opt for the easy way out? Mm-hmm. And that worries me a lot. And you hear it. I see it. And people, so, you know, I'm not arguing with his perceptions at all. Are there a way to describe some of the things he describes neurologically? Absolutely. That we know that hypothermia, for example, we were talking before, I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston, and every winter there would be some homeless people who drank themselves into a stupor, collapsed, and were frozen, and were brought back because it turns out the combination, please do not try this at home, of alcohol and being frozen slows your metabolism enough that you can actually be brought back.
Yeah, one of my best friends did. He was dead.
Yeah, hearing voices, sort of recalling events. All this is very well, if not documented. Now, you could argue, and I wouldn't, I don't know, is that, well, once there are books about seeing the light, and, you know, I did a relaxation exercise at the San Jose Fair with 5,000 people a bunch of years ago, where I said, visualize the white light, surrounding you. You are loved. You are accepted. You don't have to talk to anybody. And I do that as a relaxation exercise. In fact, I have a tape of it somewhere. So I'm not arguing. I think to whom or how you attribute it or how you win your life based on this is what I'm more concerned about. And the fact that he doesn't view himself at home in his life right now, that's what worries me the most.
Nice. Food for thought. Lots of different interpretations, but it was a stimulating conversation, and that's why he was here, because we are interested in stimulating good conversation. My name is Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program at 51 past the hour. Thank you, Joy.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Everybody wants to know about what's the news today in technology, and the man in the know, the everyman. You're familiar, Greg, with the concept of everyman?
Oh, yes.
And you are the everyman when it comes to technology. Greg Stebbin is the editor for Men's Health Magazine of their technology features, and as such has become quite an expert. Not as smart as I am when it comes to this stuff.
Well, yes, that's true.
I don't want to rob everybody.
When I have a problem or a question, I call, tweet, or text Doug.
Yes, that's it. Right. And especially if you...
He ignores them because he doesn't know what a tweet is, but that's another story.
Well, that's unfair and uncouth.
I know, but it was
and
a good
unreasonable.
Line. It was still
maybe,
a good line.
But it still may be true. All right, so Greg's going to talk about a number of things, including why Playboy dropped nude photos in their magazine. We must have some Amazon news someplace. Plus the beginning of the end for certain technology in airplanes, coming right up here on Good Day.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Greg Seven with us here on Good Day. The first time a flight had a phone in it was this date, 1984. The cost of the airphone service when they put them in these planes, they had 20 planes on American that had these these phones added to them. Try them out. $7.50 for a call, and a buck and a quarter for every minute. When you
I
to
used
call.
One of those phones to order a pizza.
So they wonder, oh, wow, what's going on now? And the whole baloney about the use of cell phones and planes will interfere with the guidance and navigation, that is such a crock. And we all know that it is. But the smart side of this is that you don't want to use cell phones in a plane because you want to listen to everybody talk about what's going on in their lives.
Well, that's what you and I say, but there's a lot of people that don't care whether you and I have to listen. I personally would like to keep the phones off the plane. It's a small tin can with a lot of bodies.
Yep. All right. Facebook has gotten closer to beaming internet from space using satellite technology to get into Africa. I didn't realize Facebook did use satellites. Is that something that, according to what I saw, rural areas all over the planet are getting their connection? Or maybe this is just it. The internet comes out of satellites and not on the ground. Is that true?
Well, I mean, This is not central to the Facebook mission. I mean, mostly people access Facebook over the internet, however they happen to get the internet, which is usually on their phone from a cell company or your cable company or your phone company. This is, frankly, I'm assuming it's a nonprofit project. The idea is to get the rest of the world that's not wired wired. Although, ironically, it's not going to be wired because it's coming from a satellite. It's another way of bringing internet to a place where it would be difficult to put the infrastructure on the ground or by land.
Right. All right. So this whole thing about Playboy dropping nude photos because of the internet is a ruse? Yes or no? What's the problem with Playboy?
Well, I mean, Playboy has a business problem in that they have been losing subscribers and readers rapidly. But I want to make the point that their peak year of circulation was in 1972. So circulation began dropping in 1973, and I don't think there was an internet back then. Mm-hmm. I started college at UCLA in 1979. By the time I got there, no one was walking around in smoking jackets reading Playboy and impersonating Hugh Hefner.
Really?
Because the fad was gone.
Oh, my. I still impersonate him.
You do a fine job.
I never smoke, but I'm happy to
have
that.
But you have a smoking jacket, right?
Right. I get referred to as Hef from time to time by the other half. My Greg Stebbin is here.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.